क्वेश्चन इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम सुंदरश्याम प्रभु इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम 3:18:24 ऑनवर्ड्स व्हाई इज ब्रह्मा रिक्वेस्टिंग लॉर्ड वराह टू किल हिरण्याक्ष बिफोर ट्वाइलाइट आवर्स इज ही नॉट अवेयर दैट द लॉर्ड बीइंग ओमनीपोटेंट इज बियॉन्ड द रूल्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड आंसर It is due to the Lila Shakti of the Lord that those associated with him forget his omnipotence when he is performing the Lila. And that's how they experience the rasa, the emotions of the Lila. Now this can happen in a sense because of the Lord's arrangement or because of that soul's forgetfulness. So, for demoniac persons like Duryodhana and others, they forget because they are covered by their own misconceptions, which is caused by their own desire to rebel against God. For the associates of the Lord, if they ever forget, for example, Yashodamai and the Maharaj, That is by the arrangement of the Lord, because that is the way the Lord wants them to serve Him. Now, for the demigods, their position is definitely not like the demons who are against Krishna, but at the same time, it's not exactly identical with that of the pure devotees like Yashodamai and the Maharaj, whose forgetfulness is entirely orchestrated by the will of the Lord. So, sometimes the demigods have the desire to enjoy separate from Krishna and because of that they may forget. And sometimes that forgetfulness is arranged by the Lord to enhance the rasa. So, in this particular case, Brahmaji, it is not that in the case of battling with Hiranyaksha, there was a clear, specific indication that the Lord was going to appear. Now, when Lord Varahadeva appeared from Brahmaji's nose, Brahmaji did not initially recognize him also, but eventually he recognized him as the Supreme Lord. But then, when the fierce battle was going on, at that time, the Lord did not directly or immediately manifest his omnipotence. And when he did not manifest the omnipotence, naturally out of fear for the security of the universe and fear for the safety of the Lord also in one sense and of course fear for his own safety. Brahmaji naturally felt that if Hiranyaksha is a very powerful demon then he needs to be killed as soon as possible. So Brahmaji still has the faith that Lord Varahadev is more powerful than Hiranyaksha and can kill him at his will. That means at his own will. He's not dependent on Hiranyaksha's weakening to be able to kill him. He has that confidence. But still he feels that the fight will become longer and tougher if Hiranyaksha becomes stronger due to the passage of time and the advent of night. So within the context of the Leela, Brahmaji is speaking in a way that intensifies the ecstasy of the Leela. So the ecstasy here is not just in terms of laughing and happiness, but ecstasy is the absorption, the intense remembrance that happens. So, within that intense remembrance is accompanied by anxiety about the result and the eagerness that the result come up immediately. So that's why Brahmaji here prays. He is aware of the omnipotence. But at the same time, he also wants to ensure that the world's safety, the Lord's safety is arranged as quickly as possible. And because the Lord here is not directly exhibiting his omnipotence, so therefore he plays his role by reminding the Lord. We see the similar things that in the Ramayana, when Lord Ram was trying to kill Ravana, at that time various people assisted him. You know, Vibhishan told him about this, that killing his head alone is not enough. Then Matali, who was a charioteer of Arjun, of Indra, who had brought Indra's chariot to assist Lord Ram, he told him that now is the time to use the special weapon that Agastya has given him and to use the Aditya Hridaya mantras. So Lord Ram does not need all this assistance. But within the Leela, he gives opportunity for others to serve him, and by covering his omnipotence, or at least by not exhibiting his omnipotence immediately, he intensifies the Leela. Otherwise, if he's just omnipotent, just as soon as the battle is about to start, one slap and the opponent is killed, then there is not much relishing of the pastime over there. So not only does the Lord not exhibit his omnipotence immediately, but he also appropriately engages other devotees in his service by their giving him some kind of assistance or guidance or information or weaponry or whatever is appropriate for the Leela. So here Lord Varahadev is in a sense engaging Brahmaji in his service by giving him a reminder. So this is all a part of the Leela. Thank you.